Going after the former White House counsel, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The January 6th committee in the House issuing a surprising subpoena.
The committee wants to hear from Pat Cipollone. He's the former White House lawyer who is said to have raised concerns about the former president's effort to fight the 2020 election results.
Fox's Jill Nato, if Cipollone agrees to testify, it's likely he would have to invoke attorney-client privilege to most of the questions the committee's members would ask. More questions about Tuesday's testimony from former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson, who told the committee that Tony Ornato, the former deputy of chief of staff in the Trump White House, told her about a confrontation between the former president and his Secret Service detail on January 6th last year. A source close to Ornato tells Fox News he was shocked when Hutchinson made the allegation, which sources in the Secret Service say is not true. A young woman is the victim of a shocking execution on New York City's Upper East Side.
20-year-old victim was pushing an approximately three-month-old in a baby stroller on East 95th Street when an unknown person approached her and fired a single shot into her head from a very close range.
It's New York City's police commissioner Keyshawn Sewell, who says the woman died at the hospital. The shooter escaped. Police have not released the woman's identity or suggested a possible motive. Mayor Eric Adams blaming the easy availability of guns. Planned Parenthood, other abortion providers, and the American Civil Liberties Union suing to block the new abortion law in the state of Ohio, triggered by last week's Supreme Court decision. It bans abortion once a fetal heartbeat is detected. The groups suing claim the new law violates the state's constitution. Amazon is limiting to 3 per week the number of emergency contraceptives that consumers can buy online, joining other retailers who put similar caps in place. Wall Street mixed on Wednesday, the Dow gaining 82 points, NASDAQ dropping 3, the S&P 500 down 2. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the truck in which 53 migrants died earlier this week was not inspected when it crossed the border from Mexico because Border Patrol doesn't have the resources it needs. The governor says the Texas Department of Public Safety will step in.
DPS will create and implement a checkpoint strategy beginning immediately where they will begin targeting trucks like the one that was used where these people perished to make sure that we will have a better capability of perhaps stopping future trucks like that.
Homeland Security says the man thought to have been the truck driver was high on meth when he was detained. A third passenger aboard the Amtrak train that collided with a dump truck at a rural Missouri crossing on Monday has died. Federal safety investigators say the train was traveling below the speed limit at the time of impact, and there were no mechanical issues with it. In the morning, the U.S. Supreme Court will issue the final opinions from this term, and that will mean the end of Justice Stephen Breyer's tenure.
Breyer, in a letter to President Biden, said after the release of the Supreme Court's final opinions of this session, he will retire from regular active service to the court effective at noon Thursday. Breyer announced his intent to retire in January, which set off a process that ended with D.C. Circuit Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation to succeed him. In his letter, Breyer said to serve on the court has been his great honor. His first day was August 3, 1994. His retirement comes a bit more than a month short of 28 years of Supreme Court service. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Salah Abdeslam, the lone survivor of the 2015 terror attacks in Paris, has been sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole. Those attacks killed 130 people and injured hundreds of others. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.